Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John, we appreciate a couple of minutes. When you look at the landscape of Major League Baseball and what's transpired over the last couple of days, what's the biggest surprise, the surprising move that stands out to you?
Well, I mean, I guess it was Max Scherzer going to the Mets. I mean, all along we thought that he wanted to be in California, if not the Dodgers, maybe the Angels or the Giants. You know, I don't think we felt that it was going to be the Mets as a trade piece back in July. He didn't want to go to New York. Not that they were alone. He basically said he wanted to go to the Dodgers or the Padres at that time. But, you know, free agency is different. The money usually determines things. And, you know, it's another reminder that I shouldn't pay attention to what goes on as a trade piece, because free agency is far different. It's usually about the money, and the money spoke here, and record deal, $43.3 million. That's a lot of money. That's a basketball-type salary.
Right.
It's a lot of money.
So in your opinion, this was literally about the cash?
Well, you know, I know that Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, did have a Zoom call with Max Scherzer at some point, and you know, I'm sure it went well, but I mean, realistically here, I think that's true of all the free agency signings. It's only a rare occasion where somebody makes a decision based on geography. You know, it's a factor, but the biggest factor is usually the money, and certainly in a record deal, would be naive to suggest otherwise.
So thinking about what happened in Cohen's first year and the way that it was a bit of a disaster, I mean, there were some moves, high-profile moves that did not pan out. Landing Max Scherzer, what does this say to the rest of Major League Baseball about the new Mets ownership?
Yeah, well, I think that was something that was expected, which was that he was going to use his financial might, his reported worth $15 billion. And, you know, I think this is part of the reason some of the other owners were leery of letting him in the game. He did come in. I think only two or three ultimately voted against him. But I think this was the expectation that he was going to spend big and use his money to try to win for the Mets. And it just seems like the Mets and Yankees are kind of reversed at this point. The Yankees not spending a dime at this point, and the Mets spending more than anybody. And it looks like right now, they're going to have the highest payroll in baseball. That's partly because they've spent a lot and partly because the Dodgers have saved a lot to this point.
Why are the Yankees staying so quiet?
Well, you know, it's like anybody else. Some people like to spend money and some people like to save. And, you know, they've reset their luxury, their tax a few times, including last year. And we figured with them resetting, now, of course, there should be a new CBA at some point. We don't expect it by the deadline, late Wednesday. We do think there's going to be a lockout. But we thought the Yankees would start to spend. But, you know, some people are spenders and some are savers. And obviously George Steinbrenner was a spender, and his son really isn't in that category. I mean, you know, they've got under the threshold multiple times with him in charge, and they haven't been to the World Series with him in charge. So that'll tell you something.
Mm. John Heyman is an Odyssey baseball insider with us as we not only look at the flurry of moves in the hot stove, but also, as he mentioned, likely to see a lockout once the CBA, the labor deal, expires on December 1st. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get back to that and what that means, John. But the other big mega deal that really raised eyebrows on Monday, the 10 years for Corey Seager to go to the Rangers, $325 million. And as much as I think this is great that the Rangers are making a splash, I'm actually kind of looking at the other half of this, which is the Dodgers. So they lose two all-stars. What does this mean about what LA is doing this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, they look like they're saving for a change. They have spent and certainly put in a full effort to try to repeat and had a terrific team and season, winning 106 games, and then they have had a tough road with the one-game playoff. They got through, then playing the team, the rival, the 107 games, they got through that, and then eventually losing to the world champion, eventual world champion, Atlanta Braves. I'm a little surprised they didn't put in a bigger effort to keep Seager. I think in L.A. people are upset for the moment. They'll probably bounce back. I mean, if Derek Jeter left the Yankees 6 years in, I think people in New York would have throw a riot. But in L.A., I think they'll bounce back. Maybe Corey Seager isn't quite Derek Jeter, but he's a heck of a player, as evidenced by that $325 million contract. And, it's going to be the biggest contract, I think, of the offseason. I did a poll, and in that poll, the majority of executives said that Carlos Correa would get the biggest deal, but, it depends on the market. And in this market, they had the Rangers, which is a team that had the most money to spend, and I think they've spent $556 million to this point.
Wow.
They obviously had incredible needs. They did not have a good team last year. They traded their best player, Gallo, their best pitcher, Gibson, their best reliever, Kennedy. So you're talking about a 100-loss team that lost three of its best players. So they had a lot of work to do, and they are doing it. So give them credit. They have a great DP combination with Semien and Seager.
Mm-hmm.
I assume Seager will be shortstop. They haven't said, but usually the guy who makes the most money gets to play shortstop.
The one piece of this with the Dodgers is that they do have Trey Turner. And of course, that was the piece that was thrown in, but it was included in the Max Scherzer deal at the trade deadline. So maybe the Dodgers expected that they might not be able to keep Seager?
Sure. I mean, they've made attempts over the years, and I think they offered him $250 or more, $250 million or more at some point. I'm not sure what their offer was here, but they certainly made some real attempts to keep Corey Seager long-term, and they knew that Scott Boras is his agent, and that there was a chance that he would leave, and probably a good chance when you become a free agent, more chance than not that you leave. So they did a smart thing and got Turner in that deal with Scherzer. That was one of the greatest trade deadline deals of all time.
Yeah.
Yield a championship, but now they have Trey Turner to cover themselves at least for a year. We'll see what happens, whether they're able to extend him. The word is, and you never know, that he prefer to be on the East Coast. But again, when it comes to the free agent dollars, it's usually not about the geography. It's usually about the dollars.
Hmm. What is the market then for Carlos Correa?
Yeah, I mean, he should have a very good market, but kind of a mystery to this point, other than we know that Houston offered $160 million for 5 years, an upgrade over the $120, $125 million they had offered in spring training. But, I mean, he's certainly going to get a contract much greater than that. It may take a little time to develop. There will be some more signings tomorrow, or I guess that is today, as we get closer to the kind of soft deadline, but at this point it doesn't appear that market is ready to go. So I think it might take a while, but he's going to do well. He'll probably come up short of Seager, but outstanding player, won the Platinum Glove, terrific all-around talent, and obviously a great personality as well.
Odyssey Baseball Insider John Heyman with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. The Robbie Ray to Seattle move I like, because the Mariners were so close to finally ending that playoff drought. They look like they have a good base in place. What does adding Ray to the mix mean for Seattle?
Yeah, I mean, Robbie Ray was a Cy Young winner, so obviously terrific season that he had in Toronto. We'll see if he can carry that through. He's been a very talented pitcher, but kind of up and down throughout his career. Obviously, in 2020, he was not good at all. He signed a one-year deal for $8 million. Here he gets $115 million. So, you know, almost, I don't know, what is that, 13 times more money? More than that, I think. More like 14 times the money. So, you know, he certainly took advantage of it. Went for the money. Toronto, I think, ended up with Gausman. I know they did, and he's a very good, solid pitcher. And it was interesting to see all these guys leaving their teams. Nobody's staying. We thought Robbie Ray would be a guy who might stay because, obviously, he did a great job with Pete Walker, the pitching coach there, really turning his career around. And, you know, it's interesting to see what Seattle's doing. Obviously, they had a very good year this year, winning 90 games and almost making the playoffs. And they're trying to take advantage. You know, we'll see if they're going to be able to take a step forward. But they seem to be working, still looking at position players potentially. We'll see if they're possibly going to lure Chris Bryant, or who knows, maybe Javi Baez. I think Detroit's probably the favorite for him at this moment. But Seattle's still looking to spend some more money, I think.
I have to ask you, before we leave personnel moves behind and talk about the CBA, what about Freddie Freeman? He's such a sentimental favorite with the Braves as they finally win the World Series. How much of a market is there for him outside of Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a market, certainly a market for Freddie Freeman. He's one of the best players in the game. The Yankees are a team that met with him and is interested in him, and they're certainly looking at a left-handed batter. Again, we talked about them not spending much, so you know, we'll see, push comes to shove, but I think they'd be interested if he were to leave Atlanta. I think we're all still thinking he's probably going to stay in Atlanta. I mean, these picks that I had for free agency, I don't think too many of them are coming true. There have been a lot of surprises to this point. I mean, we knew Texas was going to get a big shortstop, but I thought it would be Story, who lives in Irving, Texas. Again, it's not about geography. It's about the offer. And, you know, Freddie Freeman is the one guy I think we all kind of counted on to stay where he is off of the World Series win, the MVP the year before, but they have been apart on the years. My understanding is that he was looking at 6 years and they were offering five. I mean, he's going to be 32. You know, times have changed. It used to be where you give these great players at 32 as free agents 10 years. You know, A-Rod got 10. And,
right.
Pujols got 10. That doesn't happen anymore, but I think 6 is reasonable for Freddie Freeman. And I would think, and I mean, even hope that they get it done. I mean, he makes sense as an Atlanta Brave to me and probably to everybody who's an Atlanta Brave fan.
A lot of flurry of activity, of course, leading up to what is the expiration of the labor deal between the owners and the Players Association. So we're within hours of that deadline. John, what do you expect to happen?
Yeah, not much. I don't see any real progress. They weren't talking about the core economic issues today. I mean, obviously, baseball's doing well. We see all these big signings, you know, but they can't figure out how to divide up the money. That's the problem. And, you know, I hope that the lockout will spur some real talk and some real compromise. We haven't seen it so far, which is why we have no progress. But certainly, we're in the off season, so it's better than a strike during the season. But you know, I hope this doesn't drag into late February or March. Even I hope that they can get it done in a reasonable amount of time, so that the season is not disturbed. And I would suspect they should be able to, but the differences are great right now, from what I understand. And you know, it's unfortunate. But as we said, both sides have said that at least we're not missing games. And I guess it's created an exciting signing period. It's not that exciting for me and Jeff Passan and Ken Rosenthal. And you can tell by my voice. But But, you know, everybody else seems to be enjoying it, so that's probably good for baseball.
All right, so then I'll let you go after one more question. What does this mean for fans? Anything at all if there's a lockout or a work stoppage on December 1st?
Well, you know, we've seen this flurry of activity. We're not going to see any activity in baseball. We'll hear about discussions, hopefully, of the negotiations over the next several weeks. You know, the anticipation is that they get a deal by February 15th, so they can have, you know, at least a month spring training and a full season. That's the hope. They have a long way to go to get there, though, and let's just hope that both sides will begin to compromise at this point. You know, they're not on the same page. They're not in the same book. You know, they're not in the same library. It's nothing is close at all. We've seen no progress. You know, they'll tell you they've made some progress, maybe, or someone might, but very small things. Nothing on the core economic issues. And you know, there are a lot of people who think that it's easily solvable. Baseball's doing well, and it's unfortunate that the two sides can't get together at this point.
Let's hope that works out, because baseball can't really afford another work stoppage. So you want to make sure you follow John Heyman on Twitter at JonHeyman, an insider for Odyssey as well as MLB Network. And the man's been working around the clock, as you can hear. So we are very grateful for your time with us on the show, John. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Amy. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!